Hey, Michaela, a lot of people like to hate on Facebook a bit these days. But what's your most positive Facebook story?
It would probably be, just recently actually, my very first love, years and years ago, put a call out on Facebook to find his, he was adopted, he wanted to find his biological family. And so he put some details on Facebook and that's how he met them.
So he found his biological family by Facebook?
Yeah, by people sharing around what he was looking for. And we realised he had, I think, a half-brother and sister. And
that's phenomenal.
Yeah, I thought that was really good. And I know of other people that have reconnected with older ones and, you know. So I think
just by sharing. See, that still blows me away.
He just put something on his status and people just shared it. And
it's kind of confirmation for that whole 6 degrees of separation. You know, we're only separated by, like, from everybody on the planet by like six levels or something.
So you're 6 levels away from Jennifer Hawkins.
Now there's a thought.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
And welcome to the Tradies Business Show.
Back to it. Stop thinking of Jennifer.
Well,
she's now married.
But you know. Oh, it doesn't matter. So was I. I was just thinking, I was feeling a bit stressed, actually. Because initially I thought, oh, that's pretty cool. And then I thought, hang on, that probably means we're related. I can't date a family member. Doesn't matter how hot she is. Although apparently,
I don't think you have to worry.
Cousins are okay if they're hot. I don't know. That's just a rule that I've heard.
No, you can't do first cousins.
I know someone who married their cousin, second cousin, and had 3-4 kids.
I had a
none of them have 2 heads, so that's pretty good.
I had a friend whose sister died of cancer, and the brother-in-law wants to hook up with her now.
Well, that's okay, because they're not related.
I know, but it's still irky. It's like, it's still, they're kind of, I know it's not technically
incestuous. But they've got to know each other really well, and it could be a beautiful thing.
Well, she's not keen. He's really keen. So, but no, she's just going, it's weird. But anyway, we have a listener question.
Yay!
Now, funny story, because we have been saying for ages for listeners to send in their question. I don't know, 2 years, 18 months the show's been going for.
It's a while.
Yeah, but we did recently realise that they were going somewhere that we didn't realise they were going to.
Yeah. So some of them kind of disappeared. So sorry to those people that did leave questions and haven't heard them on the show. But we found this one.
So please, now we know what we're doing because we're professionals. We will try and get more listener questions because I think this is a really great question. And
the best way to do that is go to our website, tradiesbusinessshow.com. There's a little app on there. You'll find it. It pops up at you, so you can't really ignore it. But off on the right-hand side, there's a thing called SpeakPipe. And you can leave us a voicemail, it says. But you can literally just sit in front of your computer or use your phone to do the same thing. Click the button and actually just record a quick little message for us. Doesn't have to be flash. And leave us your question. And then we'll do what we're about to do with our question from Tim. And we'll listen to it and then answer it. So here's Tim's question.
Hi, guys. This is Tim here. I heard the Facebook podcast, so I went out straight away and I got myself a Facebook page. I already had Instagram and Twitter, so I had a bit of content that I could sort of move over straight away. My question is, with boosting posts, I know my target audience, but realistically, how much money should I expect to spend to see results? Like, I want to test each of my target audiences and edit it and change it around, but am I stupid to think that I can spend, for argument's sake, $10 on boosting a post and see results? Or do I have to go out and spend, you know, hundreds of dollars to test each of my different targets of audiences, if that makes sense? Thanks.
Thanks, Tim. You're a legend, mate.
Yes,
and sorry it took us a little while to respond.
However,
to this.
Content's still relevant.
That's right.
And so he's referring to the episode we did with Nick May, who gets 12 times return on his Facebook ads.
That was episode 123, 123.
Yes, so if you haven't, you must. It's one of our most popular episodes ever.
Yeah.
And it really does give you an insight into his painting business and how he's growing it through the use of Facebook ads.
So what's the answer, Michaela?
Okay, so...
Do you like what I did there?
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for lumping that with me.
You're welcome.
So I have been doing a lot of Facebook training and investigations and things lately and trying to learn a lot in this space because I think the power of it is so big for this market if done correctly. Now, I think with any advertising, no, $10 isn't going to cut it. And especially with Facebook, with all the different targeting options, you are going to need to spend a few hundred to really work out the sweet spot where you're going to get the most return. And it is a matter of really drilling down on the targeting and testing different targeting that you're doing to see where you're getting the best results. So it is a matter of trying different, you know, everything from the images and the words you use to the targeting, to the offers, to whatever you're trying to promote. So first off, I'd say, look, it's going to probably take you a couple of months of continually trying to do these ads, but then you will find where you're going to get the most bang for your buck, and then it's sweet sailing from there.
I'm going to jump in there and just confuse our listeners a little bit, Michaela, and you're going to hate me for this.
Yeah.
I agree with you, and I would also say I'd rather people spend $50 and get some data, some feedback, have a practice, have a play, then go, well, I don't have $300 to spend this month, so I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah, no, I agree. So, but I don't want people thinking I'm going to spend my first $50 and I'm going to get 12 times return on that.
No, because it does take, and as Nick said in that episode in 123, that it does take a little bit of time to build that momentum. But by the same token, you've got to actually start somewhere. So if you don't have $100 or $300 in your bank account right now to stick on Facebook ads in the next 2, 4, 6 weeks. And I've seen a bigger client actually just have a little test with, I think they spent $25 in a week, which is not a lot, you know, just don't buy a couple of six packs of beer this week and your gut and your Facebook ads will thank you for it. But literally spent $25, got some, test data, you know, got some feedback, figured out how many click-throughs they got, and the numbers were pretty good, you know, like we're talking up around 100 responses to a campaign, not a boosted post, and actually got a client booking out of it, which was worth $1,500.
Yeah.
So, now that doesn't happen every time, but we did work out a really good ad. It was very targeted. We had 10 different headlines that we ran with that. So we'd done a lot of work to make sure that $25 was well spent and that we were going to get some good feedback from it. And we were really just looking for test data to see, okay, is this thing going to get a response? And now they've gone back and found, you know, using the headlines that worked better and actually invested more into those. So now the investment is going up. So you can start small, but you've got to actually think your way through it and not just go, hey, I'll put an ad up and it's a shit photo and a crap headline and you spend $25 over 3 days and go, well, that was a waste of time.
Yeah, yeah. And what I'm saying is, you know, a couple hundred over a couple of months is what you're going to need to really drill
get
down.
That, and get the momentum going with it too, yeah.
And every, obviously, industry and market's different. You know, I have a friend that does a live show. She spends $60 and it makes her $12,000.
What?
On Facebook ads to fill a room for her show.
$60?
Yeah.
So what is she doing with that $60?
I think she's just boosting posts. She does have a big following. But I just want to... There's a lot... I think we do another few episodes. We do a bit of a series on Facebook ads because it is quite a massive giant. But if you capture that giant, it can be big for your business. There's boosted posts, which is what people, you know, click on the ad and they just boost. It's quite easy and simple. And Nick May does that and has great success with it. Mm. A lot of people actually do proper campaigns where they actually really drill down on the targeting and everything. And a lot find that money better spent. So
I think initially, from my personal observation, if you have a smaller budget and you want to get some quicker feedback on what's getting responses. Campaigns, or ads, basically, campaigns are better in that regard than just boosting posts.
Yep. It generally is.
Nick gets good results with his boosted posts. In my opinion, he has a very visual business. So it's a painting business, and he's putting photos of jobs they've just done, you know, before and after shots. Like Nick's putting a lot of thought into that, and he's been doing marketing for a long time. So when you listen to that episode, just keep in mind that Nick knows his stuff, and the posts that he's boosting are done very strategically. He makes it sound like, oh, yeah, we just boost a bunch of posts. But when you go and have a look at the posts that he's been boosting, and he shared some with us while we're actually online with him, they're snappy photos. They're not professional photos necessarily, but they're quite impactful. So if you have a visual business like that, by all means. But, you know, Tim, with your question today, mate, you know, Tim's a mechanic for the listeners that don't know. I think that might be a little more difficult, but, you know, you could also, if you get a customer car where you're ripping the brakes off and they've worn the pads down so far that it's gone to the metal and worn through the rotors and it just looks horrendous, shove a photo of that up and say, you know, when was the last time you checked your brakes? And boost that post. That might actually get you a reasonable result. So,
yeah. Now, a couple of really important things to note. The first thing is, Facebook, they call it a Facebook pixel, which is a bit of code that you need to get and put on your website. And a web developer will be able to help you with this, or someone that did your website, or those plugins if you're in WordPress. But even if you're not thinking about Facebook ads right now, you need to get this bit of code onto your website. I'm trying not to be too technical here, but that will capture the audience that you have going to your website, and that will then allow you to do what we call retargeting ads on Facebook. So this is warm leads, basically.
So for those that are wondering what the hell you're talking about, retargeting is, if you might have noticed, listeners, that you've visited a website doing some research on a product. Maybe you're looking for new suspension for your four-wheel drive, right, in your spare time. And then have you noticed how it seems that every other freaking website that you visit and every time you're on Facebook, there's ads for this four-wheel drive suspension online store following you around everywhere? It's like somebody just, look at this coincidence. Wow, that's amazing, you know? It's like they knew that I was looking at that stuff. Well, they did. Yep. They've got this bit of code, and when you clicked on the thing on Facebook, that's why I like to call it Stalkbook, they basically track the fact that you looked at that, and then they serve those same ads up to you everywhere else you go.
Yep.
So you can do the same thing for your trade business.
Yes, so putting this code on your website, and because Facebook's so big, it has so much data now, so it can track people that, that go to your website. So not even on Facebook. Just go to your website to look at your prices or specials or projects, and then you can create ads just to speak to those people. Mm. So that's getting a
when
little
when
they're
bit, on other websites.
That's right, yeah. And on Facebook. So yeah. You can get really, but at least get this piece of code on your website, because as long as it's on there, it's starting to track the data.
And it's actually really easy. So it's not an expensive thing to do. No. It's not fancy coding. It's going to take 3 weeks and hundreds of dollars. It's a real simple thing to do. You could do it yourself if you were technically savvy with your website, but for most of us it's just easier to get a developer to do it or you know, outsource it to a social media person, and it's not a big thing.
No, but at least get it on, because that whole time it's going to be tracking, getting data for you. So basically what it is putting, you're actually then grabbing this database of warm leads. So unlike putting an ad in a newspaper, we've got cold, warm and hot leads, say, at least you've got a whole bunch of people that are already interested in your services and things like that. So then the money you're spending on your ads, it's better targeting and there's less cost per click.
So that's sort of the direct answer to your question, Tim. I would add to that that if you're going to be out there running Facebook campaigns or boosting posts, that I just think if you don't have what's called a lead bribe or a downloadable asset on your website, then I think you're going to miss a lot of the benefit in actually spending money or investing money in Facebook campaigns. because when someone arrives at your website, you need to give them something cool or valuable. Now, whether it's an offer or a discount or a report that they're going to get value out of, an ebook, whatever it is, it's got to be valuable. People have to want it in exchange for giving you their email address, because then you're going to start to build this list, build this database, so that Facebook doesn't own your people. You do. And if you go to the Tradies Business Show website, you'll see we've got a lead bribe there, or an asset, and you should probably get it if you haven't already, because it's really valuable. So we've got 99 free marketing tips that we used to use, and our latest one is our Get Off the Tools guide, which is, Mikhail and I have been working on for a long time, but that's a ebook basically, but it's a guide to telling you everything you need to do in your business for you to get off the tools and just be a business owner.
So you don't need to listen to us anymore, just go grab the book.
Yeah. So you need something like that on your website.
Yeah, so you need a reason for people to click on your ad, go to your website, and download something is the true way. Mm-hmm. So just saying I'm Brisbane's best mechanic isn't necessarily going to work.
No, because I'm going to click on your Facebook ad and then go, yeah, that's, you got a website, that's boring. And then I'm going to navigate away and you've lost me again, and I'll never click on your ad again. So you got to grab me. If I click on your ad or your offer or whatever, go and check out, you know, the top five horror stories that mechanics see with customer cars, you know, I've got to give you my email address to get it, is probably the short of it once I arrive at your website, right? Or how to avoid these three common mistakes with, you know, getting ripped off for car servicing. Put in my first name, my email address, and you'll email me the tips.
Or if you're doing, you know, a voucher or whatever, you know, they've got to give you the email to get the discount or the voucher. Don't put them...
$25 towards your first service.
Yep.
Name and email address, right?
So, easy. So,
cool.
Pixel, a lead bribe or a lead magnet, and we can go into more details about these in other episodes. Third thing I really want to say is, and definitely with Warwick, was agreeing to at least start and start testing, because you will start to get that data pretty quick. The other big thing that's really, really, really working well at the moment on Facebook is video ads. Now, the less slick they look, the better they're performing, which is great for our guys. So if you did want to have an ad that's sort of cutting through at the moment, getting yourself on a job, fixing those breaks, or just you standing there talking so it doesn't look like it's in a flashy studio and costs thousands, videos are going really, really well.
Pulling a kid's toy out of the plumbing.
Yeah, they will... That kind of stuff is massive on ads, and it's performing really, really well with a number of people I know. Some are getting, like, their 1 cent clicks because people are watching the video.
Compared to Google AdWords, which are in the, you know, single-digit dollar figures, and some, I know some people who are still paying $10, $20 a click on Google.
And so there's people with these really good video ads, you know, 1 cent clicks, can't keep up with the stuff coming through. So just, I think the point is that we actually just want you guys to start.
Yep.
Have a test. Have a go. Throw some money at it and you'll start to see what will work. But don't have the expectation that you put $50 on it and all of a sudden you're going to get 12 times the return on that, whatever that would be, 6,000?
Yep.
Oh. So that's all. Just want to, you know, you'll get there. Just want you to start.
Yep. Cool.
Does that answer his question, or are we completely confused him even more now?
Yeah, no, I think we've answered his question.
Okay.
And by the way, just to correct the maths, 12 times 50 is actually 600, but that's right. 6,000 would be nice. So if we could turn $50 into $6,000...
We wouldn't be podcasting.
I'm pretty sure we wouldn't still be doing this. So, but you should totally get our Get Off the Tools guide at tradiesbusinessshow.com. So, Tim, I hope that answered your question, mate. To the rest of you out there, go leave your listener question at tradiesbusinessshow.com. You can do that for free. You don't even have to give us... Actually, you do have to give us your email address to do that. But, yeah, leave us your question and we'll play it on air and answer it best way we can. And if we can't answer it, we'll go find an expert who can. Go have a play with Facebook ads and let us know how it goes for you, whether you're boosting posts or running campaigns. But give us your feedback. We'd love to hear from you. So until next episode. Hooray.
You've been listening to the Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Mikhaila Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.